Legislation is flying around the Capitol building so fast it's difficult to keep track of it all. That's why Michael Pope is here to help us drink from the fire hose. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a dizzying week in Richmond, and lawmakers have taken action on a huge number of bills. They've passed gun control legislation and approved the Equal Rights Amendment, and they've even passed a bill allowing for no-excuse absentee voting. What bills are lawmakers most excited about?
Well, if you ask Democrats, they're all important. It's sort of like children. They really don't want to pick a favorite. But one of the most dramatic moments happened in the Senate, which was considering a bill that got rid of a bunch of restrictions on abortion clinics. Democratic Senator Joe Morrissey is a Catholic, and he voted with Republicans. That means the chamber was tied 20-20. That means Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax got to break the tie and get rid of all the laws critics call targeted restrictions on abortion providers, sometimes called trap laws. Now, I asked Fairfax what it was like to break the tie.
I think it's very important that we protect and respect women's rights to control their own reproductive health care, and so I was proud to cast a tie-breaking vote to do just that. There were these trap laws that had been in place, and we needed to get rid of them, and we fought in our campaigns and our elections to make that happen, and so I think it was a very good day.
But it was not a good day for former Speaker of the House Kirk Cox.
You know, we're at about 61 million abortions since Roe v. Wade. I think it's, in my mind, one of the most tragic things we have in the United States, and to roll back some of the few restrictions we do have, I think is terrible for the unborn. We'll do anything for our children, which I find very interesting, but we'll do so little to protect the unborn.
But Democrats say they campaigned on the issue of increasing access to abortion for women, and they're clearly taking action on that mandate.
It's only been a few weeks since they took over, and yet it seems like they're moving on all their interests all at once. Is there anyone urging caution? Perhaps someone saying they should wait and take action on something next year?
Well, this is the year when they've got all the momentum, and Democrats will never have as much power as they do right now. So all these Democrats who have been out of power for all these years have a very long list of issues they believe are important, and they want to take action on these things now. Take equality, for example. I asked Delegate Danica Rome what bills she believed were the most important ones of the week, and she pointed to bills targeting hate crimes and a bill allowing local governments to add sexual orientation and gender identity to local non-discrimination ordinances.
For a House of Delegates that has been historically hostile toward LGBTQ Virginians and at best apathetic toward us when they would be willing to kill bad bills without advancing good bills, we are now doing something that is inclusive and that welcomes people because of who they are, not despite it.
Now that Republicans are in the minority, though, they have a new purpose of sorts, trying to push back on bills they see as too excessive, or perhaps softening the edges on things like criminal justice reform, or bills they see harming businesses. Now, I asked Republican Delegate Emily Brewer about what she thought Republicans could accomplish this year, and this is how she responded.
I would say that we're here to uphold what our constituents sent us here for, whether it's standing for the Second Amendment, whether it is supporting, maybe for me at least, it's making sure that I stand up for agriculture.
Now, agricultural interests actually scored a big win this week with a bill that defined milk as the lacteal secretion of a healthy hoofed mammal. 22 Democrats joined with Republicans to prevent soy milk and almond milk from being marketed as milk. Now, that still has to be considered in the Senate, and the effort would actually not go into effect until 11 other states pass similar legislation.
Sounds like they're keeping you pretty busy down there at the Capitol building, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.